Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Bless you, wherever you are in the United States or around the world. You are with The Church, The Sermon, with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr. The Church, The Sermon, with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr. And we have a word for you on this wonderful Sunday evening. I want to thank God for so many different things. What a wonderful God we serve. What an on-time God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. He saves us from ourselves sometimes. He saves us from other things, other catastrophes, car accidents, from being hurt or shot or stabbed or hit by a car. God has saved us from so many different things. And he's still working, saving us as we speak right now. So praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, sister family, how are you? God bless you. Amen. So glad to see you with us. We're just blessed and we're favored in so many different ways, but we have to keep the faith and we have to know that God is going to do what he said he would do. We have to trust God and we have to have faith in God, and we need to thank him for his mercy and his wonderful grace. Where would we be without his mercy and his grace? I personally don't know. I'd probably be in a whole world of trouble. It feels so good to be on the battlefield for God. It feels so good to do the work of God, to spread the gospel. We as disciples should work hard to tell somebody about the goodness of God and the wonderful things that he does. So before I open up, I'm just waiting for a few people to come into the room on Facebook. If you want to reach us at Facebook, see me live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, or Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram Live, or you can call in. You can call in, and if you have a prayer request or a testimony or you want to share, you can call in at 646-787. Hey, Edith, you can call in at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Yes, I did get a haircut. Yes, I did. I got a haircut. And hallelujah. Praise God. From whom all blessings. Hey there, Sister Shirley. How are you? Praise the Lord. Good evening to everyone. Edith said good evening to everyone. Sister Shirley waved hello to everyone. I want to open up with a prayer. this morning at church, we came out of the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13 and 16, which says that we are the salt of the earth. And what would happen if we would lose our seasoning? Well, guess what? We would dwindle away into nothing. You know, the salt is so important. They use salt for so many different things. They use it to preserve meat. They use it on who knows what. Back in the day, salt was, that's how they paid their soldiers, with salt. And if you read the history of what salt has done for the earth, we couldn't live without salt. We got to have it. But I'm just sharing with you that there's so many things in this Bible that we still have to learn about, that we still need to know, that we still can let sink into the resonance of our heart and mind. And let me tell you something. God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing for you. So don't be afraid to claim your blessing. Don't be afraid to tell somebody about how good God has been to you. And you know, and I know too, God has protected us from some precarious situations. You know that at some point you were going through some sort of illness and you were like, am I ever going to get over this? And slowly but surely but purely, God came through and healed you from whatever that incident, whatever that illness, that sickness was. You were healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And now you can walk around and tell somebody and testify about how God healed you. The doctors didn't even understand how you were healed. The doctors counted you up. But let me tell you something about our God. He is a doctor in a surgical room. He He is a lawyer in a courtroom. Amen. He is Alpha and Omega. Hey, Sister Rebecca Wells, God bless you. And Brother Mike, I give my regards and my love to everybody on right now. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Our sermon is, no matter what, trust God. That's our sermon. No matter what, trust God. And I'm going to give you a story this evening about a tribe of people who didn't really trust God. Even though God set them free, they still didn't trust him. They didn't understand. So, hey, Mary, hey, Sister Mary, God bless you. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Such an honor and a pleasure to see everyone in the room this evening. So if you have any prayer requests, no matter what your prayer request is, if it's for your kids, if it's for your home, if it's for your spouse, if it's for whatever it might be, raise up your prayer request right now. And don't worry, God hears your prayer request. He hears every single thing. So if you want to call in and testify, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Just call in if you want to testify. I dare you to call in and testify something that God has done for you. And every week we wait for someone to call in. Then all you got to do is dial the number and press 1, and I'll get you on, and you can testify whatever it is, whatever you want to testify about that God has done for you. Our sermon, no matter what, trust God. No matter what, trust God. Hey, Sister Denise Washington, praise God. God bless you and your family and all your family. May God bless you guys all. Our sermon is going to come out of Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 6 through 31. So grab your Bible, and we're going to come out of Exodus chapter 14, verse 6 through 31. So grab your Bible and let's go. But before we get started, just go ahead and find your Bible. Let's open up with some prayer. Dear God, hallelujah, praise your name, God. Thank you for allowing me to be at church today, God. But thank you for allowing me to have an online place where I can do a sermon that I can tell somebody about your gospel, about your goodness, God. God, you have rehabilitated us and restored us, revitalized us, rejuvenated us. You brought us from a mighty long way. You picked us up and turned us around and placed our feet on solid ground. God, you have touched our children and protected them from hurt, harm, or foul on the way to school and on the way back to school. And God, we pray for those kids out in Philadelphia who were shot up, the 11 kids that were shot. We pray for the 7 people that were shot in Washington, D.C. early last night. We pray for the political world, God. We pray for the President of the United States and the whole cabinet. We pray for the governor, God. We pray for Congress. We pray for the city council. We pray for the county board of supervisors. Lord, we pray for everybody right now, God, for the wars that are going on, for the innocent people that are being killed. Lord, we just pray that you will cleanse and purify all these situations, God, like only you can. We thank you, God, for the word tonight. I ask for you to make it less of me, hallelujah, and more of you, God. And just use me to be a vessel to tell somebody about your goodness. Thank you, God. I'm going to step back so you can step up, God, and take it over and just use me to get the word out. God bless everybody that's on this line. God bless every family. God bless every homeless person. God bless who's ever looking for a job. God bless who's ever going through some mental or psychological effects on their life, God, whether it be ADHD, paranoid, schizophrenia. Bless anybody who's trying to get off of alcohol. Bless anybody out there trying to get off of drugs. And bless anybody out there that's trying to get through an addiction of something, Lord. Yeah, I don't care if it's fentanyl, crack cocaine, whatever. God can heal you. So we thank you, God, for the healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is working miracles, okay? So let's go right into the word. Let's not take a moment to waste any time because God's word is important. The sermon is, no matter what, trust God. Sometimes God will be doing things right before our eyes, and we still don't trust him. We try to trust our money. You can't even trust your own money, because one day you might have it all, and the next day it might all be gone. So how are you going to put your trust in money? Sometimes we put our trust in cars. Sometimes we put our trust in buildings that we own. None of that can get you into heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says in the Bible, for it's harder than a rich man to get through the needle, through the eye of a camel. I might be paraphrasing it right now because I'm so focused on what I'm about to tell you right now. I just want you to listen carefully, analyze and evaluate, and put this in perspective with your life and pray for our children these days. My God, I did a sermon about 4 weeks ago about how we're losing all of our young children. You know why? They're not, this Generation Z, boy, I tell you, we got to really stay on them. They think life is like a microwave, and it's not. You can't have it right now. There's a procedure that you have to go through to get to where you want to go. And if you just want it like a microwave, well, guess what? As fast as it's ready, that's how fast it's going to be gone. So slow your roll. Slow your roll. Be patient. Wait on God. Seek God's face. Amen. God bless. God bless. Amen. Let's get into the word. And so I want to go right here to Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to start at verse 6. Listen carefully. You want to write this. You might want to take some notes. So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Now, we're talking about Pharaoh. Now, you know the story. Pharaoh did not want to let the slaves go. He wanted them to stay as slaves. But those are God's people, and God wanted his people to be free. But who did he use? None other than Moses. Everybody knows Moses murdered a person. Moses never said he was a perfect person. But I tell you one thing about Moses. He did what God told him to do. He didn't understand at first how he was going to get it done, but he just hung in there with God. And at one point, he wanted to relinquish his duties to Aaron, his brother. But God said, no, I didn't assign Aaron to this. I assigned you, Moses. So don't worry about it. HYB, handle your business, is what God told Moses. And he said, and Moses just looked around and told God, I'm WIP. And what is WIP? I'm paraphrasing, work in progress. We're all WIP, work in progress. But we have to realize that. And we have to let go, hallelujah, and let God. So as I go further into the scripture here, so he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Verse 7, also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. Now, they were finally free, but let me tell you, you know what happened before they were free. God turned the water into blood. God cursed them with frogs. The locusts came and ate up all their crops. But last but not least, the final thing that made Pharaoh throw up both his hands and say, get these people and take them out of here, was when he killed every firstborn son. And if you didn't have the blood over your door for Passover, then the angel of death did not pass over. Amen. So Pharaoh didn't have Passover blood over his door, and he lost his first and only son. And at that point, he was like, I'm through with this. There must be some kind of God up there. Come get your people. And that's when the people were free. Okay, so let's go deeper here. Verse 8, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. In verse 9, so the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses, chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pharaoh, before Baal, Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Now see, sometimes we wait till we get in fear to call God. We should be able to call him and praise him no matter what we're going through. No matter where we are, we should always have the oomph inside of us to praise God. And don't just call him when things go bad. Call him when things are good and thank him and praise him that you're in that good situation. Amen. Let's go on to verse 11. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? So the slaves, the Israelites are like, hey, man, come on, Moses. You got us right here at the Red Sea, and, you know, did you bring us here to die? And Moses is like, no, you need to trust God. You need to let go and let God, I told you, but it's falling on deaf ears. I keep telling you that all you got to do is trust God and have faith in God, and all this will come to pass. Well, the first time, let me just back up a little bit. When Moses went up to the mountain to get the commandments, they started partying and made a golden calf and having sex and drinking wine and who knows what they were doing, but they wasn't doing what God wanted them to do. They were doing what they wanted to do. How often do you find yourself in a situation where you're doing what you want to do and not what God wants you to do? Oh, yeah, let's go party. No, God don't want us to be partying all the time. And that's why people keep dying at these parties, because that's the devil comes to the party and they get mad. Oh, you ain't letting us in, huh? We're going to shoot it up. Oh, you trying to holler at my girl? I'm going to shoot you. Just the littlest, smallest, little teeny thing, and people just flip the script and go off. Ever since COVID-19 and people have been locked up for a couple of years in the house, they've been coming out like wild animals. I'm sorry to say. This has just become a terrible thing. So that's why we got to watch over our homes, watch over our children, watch over our women, watch over our family. Amen. And watch over our community and change these demonic things that are taking place right now by giving God the glory and having faith and trust in God that he will fix it. No matter how big or small, our God will do nothing. He won't fail. Amen. Let's go back to the word here. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you are seeing today, you shall see again no more forever. Amen. Praise God. Moses told them. Okay? Moses told them. So going on to verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. He told them, God is going to fight for you and hold your peace. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, that's right. HYB, handle your business for God. And WIP, we are work in progress with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Edie, for sharing that. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then we go to verse 15, and look what it says here. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Verse 16, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Now, the sermon is no matter what, trust God. No matter what, you're going into surgery, trust God. You're going into a place where you don't know what's going to happen, trust God. You're going to a new job, trust God. Your kids are giving you a hard time, trust God. The bank is messing with your money, trust God. Amen? Not trying to be redundant, but I want you to get it. Trust God in each and every situation. Hallelujah. Let go. Hallelujah. Let go and let God. Okay, so going back down to verse 16, I want to read it one more time. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 17, and I indeed will harden their hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Verse 18, then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now I want to stop right there. God said he's going to, you know, gain favor over Pharaoh. And he did, because Pharaoh was so anxious to get back at those slaves, the Israelites. He just, the only thing on his mind was killing them all. He didn't even want to take them back as slaves. He just wanted to kill them. Amen. And God said, oh, no, we're going to end this mess today. And once God puts his mighty hand on something, I can tell you what, it's a done deal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me go back to the word. Hallelujah. Then the Egyptians, verse 18, then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Verse 19, and the angel of God, hallelujah, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So the angels that were leading the Israelites left the front and went to the back ranks to deal with Pharaoh. God sent his angels. Hallelujah. How many times have God sent an angel and rectified a situation in your life? Do you believe that there's angels? I do. And the angels are working tirelessly to show you that God is real. Hallelujah. God is real. And sometimes we got to go through a serious situation in order to even call his name. But you will call his name. I hope you don't have to wait till there's a crisis to call God, to call Jehovah Jireh, to call Jehovah Nisi, to call Yahweh Yahshua the Messiah Elohim, to call God, period. And so it goes on, and the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. Verse 20, so it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was the cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. So the chariots, and they just kept coming after the Israelites, but God kept them in the dark while he kept his people in the light. Let me tell you something about God's light. God's light can light up any dark room. It could be the darkest, blackest room in the world. When God, his light, and that's why the light that you see now shining on me, the light of God will light up any dark room. That's where the devil can't dwell. He can't dwell in the light. Amen. He's all his schemes and plans and decisiveness is always on the dark side. Amen. So make sure you stay in the light with God. Make sure you keep God's light with you at all times. And you know how it says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You can see the light off my forehead right now. It's shining. Amen. I'm shining for God. Amen. And that's what I want people to see. I want them to see the God in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to continue with this here. Let's go down to verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 23, and the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. Now, God's getting ready to do something that's going to make the Israelites believers in God. They were still afraid. They thought, but when they saw that Red Sea part and they saw the ground was dry and they started walking through and look, imagine looking to the left and the right and you see these 100 feet high big waves, but they're not coming down on you. Imagine that. Wow. And so then I'll go back. I'll go to verse 25. And he took off their chariots' wheels so that they drove them. Wait, I want to go to verse 21 again. Verse 24 again. I apologize. We are in Exodus chapter 14, verse 24. Exodus chapter 14, verse 24. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for joining us. You and Eric, God bless you guys. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Verse 26 goes on to read, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians and their chariots and on their horsemen." Now God already had told Moses what he needed to do. And Moses did what he did to get across the Red Sea, but Moses didn't understand what he needed to do to shut that water, to let it all come back and not be parted anymore. Hey, Evangelist Moni Scott, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. Such a pleasure and an honor to have you on with us this evening with the church, the sermon with Pastor Jones. So let me go back to the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. Oh, by the way, we're in Exodus chapter 14, verse 6 through 31. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the sermon is called, No Matter What, Trust God. And the Israelites had to learn how to trust God. That's the bottom line. We need to learn how to trust God. I'm not talking about you who already trust God. I'm talking about the ones who don't trust God all the way because you're scared that God might not come through. He will come through. He don't come exactly when we want him to, but he's always, and I do mean always, right on time. He's an on-time God. He's a wonderful God. He's a way maker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to go here to verse 27 again. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Verse 28, then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. Let me stop at verse 28. By the time God finished, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, I will send greetings to my wife, Lady Wanda. Yes, thank you so much. You always... I never leave out the first lady. Praise the Lord. I'm very grateful. Now, God, hallelujah, our God is not, when you call God to fight your battle, you better step back and move out the way because he will let your enemy fall right before your feet. They think they're getting away with something. They ain't getting away with not one thing. Amen. So the enemy, they can roam like roaring lions, and you know, and God will shut the lion's mouth. Amen. So when Daniel was in the lion's den, what happened? They didn't eat him because God gave him favor. Hallelujah. When Meshach and Abednego, hallelujah, Meshach and his brothers went into the fire. They did not burn. Okay, so you get where I'm going with this? Once God puts his hand on it, it's a done deal. If you believe he's going to protect you from your enemy, then you know that without a doubt, God is working miracles. Amen. Every day he will fight your battles. Okay, let's go back to the word. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh, and that came into the sea after them, not so much as one of them remained, but the children of Israel who walked on dry land in the midst of the sea and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So let me carefully share with you that each Pharaoh and his army was defeated by God. And all those years that Pharaoh beat the slaves, killed the slaves, hung the slaves. Who knows what else he did to them? I mean, he was just a character, okay? But God did away with him and his 600 chariots and his thousands of soldiers who came to kill and defeat God's people. Well, let me read verse 32. Verse 30 says, "So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore." Now God let them see the results of his wrath. Amen. God let the Israelites see the wrath of God upon their enemy. And for years, they were in bondage and enslaved. But when God was ready, he sent Moses to lead them and direct them and get them out of bondage and out of slavery. Amen. Let me read this closing scripture. Verse 31. We're at Exodus chapter 14, verse 6 through 31. Please read it for yourself whenever you have time. And then the rest of the story goes on. And sometimes we need to hear these sermons/stories so that we can make them applicable to understanding how great and wonderful our God is. He will. Hallelujah. Not he might. Not he won't. He will take care of you and your family and your loved ones. We know we need to put our kids and nieces and nephews and cousins in the hands of God, because a lot of them don't even know what they're getting into until it's too late. And that's why we got to let go and let God. So this verse reads, verse 31 says, "Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." The word of God. Hallelujah for the people of God. Let me read that one more time. At first, they didn't trust God. They kept doubting God. Amen. They doubted what God was going to do. They doubted what Moses was going to do. And Moses was chosen by God to lead the people. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. So it reads one more time. Verse 31 in closing, "Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah, the word of God for the people of God. How many times, and I bet you can't count, has God stepped in and showed out in your life in a crisis? But if you follow the sermon, and the sermon is no matter what, trust God, then you don't have to be worried about anything else going on. You don't have to worry about your groceries in your house, your lights, your gas, your telephone bill, your car note. Don't worry about anything. God doesn't want us to live in fear. God doesn't want us to be afraid that something is not going to be accomplished. With God's hand on it, all things can be accomplished. It might not happen right at that precise second, but if you go to God in prayer and you leave it at the altar with God and not carry it on your back because it's too heavy for you to carry, just leave it at the altar with God and watch him work a miracle. You know, I'm praying tonight for the unbelievers. They want to believe so bad, but they just don't know how to have. It's so simple. It's not hard. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved." So I also, not only do I want to go here, and I want to go back to the Word of God, and I want to go over to, hallelujah, I want to go over to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. And listen carefully. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." You know, sometimes we do evil and we don't even realize we're doing something evil. Have you ever got mad at somebody and you never forgave them? That's evil. You know, people get mad and they go to their grave being mad at that person. I just don't understand it. It's not that much angriness in the world. If you had a bout with somebody that you care about, forgive them and move on so you can get your blessing. You want your blessing? Then let go of the past. Don't live in the past. God doesn't want us to dwell and live in the past. He wants us to live in the future. The Israelites were living in the past when they told Moses, did you just bring us here to die? We could have died in Egypt. They're still thinking about what could happen back there with Pharaoh instead of moving forward and looking for the blessing that God had in store for them. This proverb to you one more time. This is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Well, verse 8 says, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Sometimes we, and including myself, you know, God gave us a certain amount of intelligence and intellect. And we're like, whoa, I'm all that. I know all that. No, we still have more to learn. No matter how old you get, you can learn something new. I don't care if it's about electronics or cooking or whatever it is. You can learn something new. You know, we're not that. We're sharp, but we can be sharper. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Edith, for putting it there. Let me click on that. Yes, Exodus chapter 14, verse 6 to 31, Romans 10 and 9, and Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Thank you so very much. So appreciate it. For everyone that's in the room right now, I want God to continue to put a blessing on you. It's 7:07. We still have some ways to go. And that's why I want to go down to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Amen. And matter of fact, let me start at verse 13. Proverbs chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. And I'm going to stop there for a second. And verse 13 says, happy is the man who finds wisdom. And you know, you want to have wisdom. You don't want to make bad decisions. You want to be wise in your decisions. And God, when you see God's face and you allow him to dwell inside of your body, inside of, you know, when you let the Spirit of God, you make better decisions. But if you're living in the world and you're around folk living in the world, they're going to make some irrational decisions that could cost somebody their life. So you got to be very, very careful to make wise decisions, because some decisions can be a lifetime decision. So you have to be very careful how you say what you're going to say and how you do what you're going to do, and know that you put God in it first so that he can guide you and order your steps along the way. Amen. Praise God. The angels will be with you. Yes, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 16. And yes, thank you very much. Verse 13 says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Now, God is talking about wisdom. Notice he called wisdom her. Okay. Her ways are ways of plentiness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Amen. That was verse 18. That was actually verse, that was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. So I'm going to stop right there, because it says, in all you do, get wisdom. In all you do, get an understanding. Give wisdom and get understanding. I want to stay in Proverbs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because Proverbs is where you learn a lot of things. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12. And I want to make sure I'm on the right. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3 through 7. You know, we can't always sugarcoat everything. Sometimes we got to take the good with the bad and the in-between so that we can get a better understanding of what God is trying to tell us and how we need to present ourselves before God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3 through 7, and I want to read. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteousness cannot be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in bones. And let me tell you something. A wife, man, if she loves her husband, she's going to stand behind him. When he comes home from a hard day, she's going to say, hi, are you okay? What can I do? First of all, what happened today? How was your day? What can I do to make you feel better? You know, sometimes the husband needs that. He's out there dealing with the world and dealing with the fake people in the world. Then he come home where he feels he has, you know, he's in his castle now. And he feels like he can let his guard down and rest with his queen. And sometimes the queen has to take charge and, you know, get her man back ready for the next day. It's a cold world out there. And he's going prayed up in the name of Jesus, and he got to go to work, and all them demons are at his job, mad at him because he's serving God, and they just give him the hardest time they can find. And then when he comes home, he seeks the face of his queen. Let me read this to you one more time. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. The root of the righteous cannot be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. I'm not even going to elaborate on that. That's just plain and simple. That's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Let's go to verse 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are a lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver you. Now, you know, you ever get around people, or you hear a situation where a young man was shot and killed, and we've been seeing that a lot lately, like in Philadelphia, the young man walked up to the other young man on the bus. All these kids are under the age of 18. 11 of them got shot. And on different days, 4 different days. Here's my point. And then I'm going to read the scripture to you. The guy that was being the devil and deceitful went up and started a fight. He knew he had a gun and he knew he wanted to kill somebody. So he started a fight with the innocent young man. And what was the innocent young man? He was trying to defend himself. And then the dirty demon pulled out a gun and shot him to death. Let me go back to the scripture and how you can intertwine and make these applicable. Amen. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah. And let me read this again. I want to make sure you get it. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. This is verse 5. The words of the wicked are lie in wait for blood. They lie in wait for blood. But the mouth of the upright will deliver them. Verse 7, the wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. Verse 8, a man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. So if you're going around with wickedness in your heart and hating on folk and acting all crazy all the time, trying to act like you're the number one baddest dude that ever walked on the earth, guess what? When you're dealing with God, you met your match. That's right. You meet your match when you deal with God. Mm-hmm. I remember a movie called My Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. Well, guess what, bad guys out there, your arms are too short to box with God. And guess what? It's so real. What goes around really does come around. Because, you know, God is not going to forget what you did if you're stealing away innocent human lives because you want to earn a stripe on your shoulder with a gang shooting innocent young men, taking away our young females and males. There's a young lady that just went to prison. She's in jail right now with no bail. Her friends egged her on to fight this other girl. She started fighting her. Everybody's motivating her on. They videotaping online and TikTok. And she slammed the girl's head into the cement, and now the girl went into a coma. Now they're charging her with attempted murder, and she's a youth, and they're charging her as an adult. Because we got to watch and know where, what our kids are doing and where they are. And they lack wisdom. Because we, as the adults, the mentors, we got to give them the wisdom that they need. So please, I ask of you this evening, do you know where your kids are? And do you know what they're doing? And do you know who they're hanging with? Can you tell if they're on drugs or not? Can you tell if they're smoking marijuana or using fentanyl or smoking crack? Can you tell if they're using crank? Do you know the signs? If you don't, find out what they are. Go to Google and ask Google. Go to Siri and ask Siri. But find out, study, check their backpacks, check their rooms. Make sure they don't have no guns up under their mattresses or hidden somewhere in the room where you don't know. Okay? Because the next thing you know, you're crying because your kid is incarcerated and there is nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. The only thing that you can do about it is you have to end up paying the retribution for the family or for whoever dies. Okay, my Facebook is acting up right now, and I hope it comes back. But if you are on Facebook and you're getting that message now, you can move over to Instagram right now. You can move over to Instagram, and I'll probably have to end it and start it back up. That's such a shame. Oh, there we go. We're back. Okay, thank you, Edith, for hanging in there. Whenever I'm given a good word, good unadulterated word of God, a sermon, some of these platforms, they don't believe in God. Who do you think they're serving? People are hypnotized by social media. Social media is a lot of people's God. That's their God. They go to sleep with their phone. They wake up with their phone. And they still don't have faith in God. They have faith in their phone before they have faith in God. They go to their phone for each and everything when their phone is not God. It's a man-made device, which is actually an extension of a cyborg. If you have a phone in your hand, you have a robot connected to your body. You are a cyborg. That's right. Because you need this phone in order to do whatever you want to do. Question-wise, research-wise, tracking-wise, whatever. But you better remember this. Just like you use your phone to track others, others are using their phones to track you. And that means Big Brother up in the sky is watching you right through your phone. All these algorithms on your phone, you start talking about a hamburger, next thing you know, all this stuff pops up about where to go get a hamburger. That's why they call it a smartphone. But let me get back into the Word of God, and I want to go right back to the Word of God. Verse 9. We're still in Proverbs chapter 12, but I want to go to verse 9. Better is the one who is slighted but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread. Man, that's deeper than the ocean right there. That's deeper than the ocean right there. Let me read that to you one more time. Better is the one who is slighted but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread. You out there shining and profiling, but you can't even get a meal. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. I want to go to right here to the book of, here we go. I want to go to the book of Ecclesiastes, because this all has to do with faith. And it all has to do with believing God and knowing that God will be there for you no matter what you do. But I want to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And I want to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, from verse 1 to verse, okay? Now, listen to it carefully. This is applicable to the story with Moses, because they didn't realize that it was a time and a place for everything and a reason for the season. They didn't realize that it was a season for them to be free. They didn't realize that it was a season for them to trust in God. They didn't realize that. So I'm making Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 8 applicable to the story of the slaves that were freed, and they still didn't realize how free they really were. Man, that already sounds like something that's going on with our people, too. We'll go to that later. To everything, there is a season. You hear that? To everything, there is a season. A time for every purpose under heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Edith. And it reads, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Now, all these things, this is every person, every purpose under the heaven. A time for every purpose under heaven. And it was a time for them to be born, and a time for some of them to die. And I want to go to verse 3, a time to kill and a time to heal. God killed all the firstborn sons, and then they were healed when they were set free. When the slaves, when the Israelites were set free, they were healed from bondage and slavery. A time to refrain, a time to embrace. And what did they embrace? They finally, after they went across the Red Sea, they embraced God. And a time to refrain from embracing. They had to refrain from embracing the negativity of not having faith in God. They had to refrain from thinking negative instead of positive. Once they learned how to embrace God, then they learned to not embrace the negativity and keep the faith. A time to gain and a time to lose. They gained a new way of life with their freedom that Moses helped them to get. And a time to lose is when they ended up walking around for 40 years in the wilderness because they didn't want to listen. So what is my point here? Here's my point. The point is the sermon. No matter what, trust God. No matter what, trust God. I'm about to close out. It's 7:24 p.m. on this beautiful Sunday, March the 17th, 2024, where God, we're asking you for a whole lot more. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word, God. Thank you for somebody getting the word right now, Lord. Somebody needed to hear this tonight, God. Somebody is listening from places we don't even know. Touch them, God, right where they are with whatever they're going through. Give them strength, Lord. Give them endurance. Rehabilitate them, God. Restore them, revitalize them, rejuvenate them, God. Give them peace from a situation where they might not have been able to get peace, God. Heal the cancer, God, no matter if it's lymphoid cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer. Lord, heal like only you can, Lord. Touch somebody who's in the bed waiting for somebody to come and feed them because they can't get up and get it on their own, Lord. Bless the children who just want to be a part of something, just want to be known to be a part of a clique or whatever, Lord. Bless them to know that they can be a leader and not a follower, God. Bless the husbands and the wives and the children and the families right now, God, all around the United States and all around the world, God. And bless the wars that are going on that are killing innocent people, Lord. Bless me, Lord, and my wife and my family, Lord. And I just want to thank you, God. Bless all my associates and friends, no matter where they are. Bless them all, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Now may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. That's right. No matter what, trust God. You know, I don't own the rights to this song, but it kind of goes a little like, I couldn't get to sleep last night. There was so much on my mind, praying on my knees, but it was so hard to find. So I got down on my knees and I prayed, praying, help me please. God says you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. Soon as I stop worrying how it's gonna end, I let go and I let God have his way. You gotta let God have his way. Amen. You gotta let go and let God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And last but not least, continue to build your relationship with God. It's WIP, work in progress. And HYP, handle your business to get that relationship with God. And remember this, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I have ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Ooh, in his arms I feel protected, and in his arms, never disconnected. Oh, in his arms, I feel protected. And there's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. God, I have one announcement only. Tomorrow is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show, we'll be on Instagram Live and Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr., okay? Now, if you want to call into the show, you just dial 646-787-8255. 8064. God bless you, Gloria. God bless everybody that came on, Edith. God bless you, Shirley and Eric. God bless everybody, everybody. Thank you, Sister Rebecca Wells, Sister Mary, Sister Valentine, Evangelist Valentine, everybody. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful, God-blessed evening. I will talk to you soon, tomorrow morning, the good Lord say so, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. All right, have a blessed night. Peace. Amen.